Why does God plant us in churches? It's to afford us that opportunity to work for Him. That's why it's important we meet together as a church so that we receive the blessing. So when the word of God, the rhema, comes like this, the word has come. In the word is the blessing. The moment you receive the word, great grace is imparted for that which must be accomplished. So there is the informative dimension of the Bible and there's the revelatory dimension of the Bible. The revelation shows you what you must do to experience the hand of God. So when the word comes in the revelatory dimension, there is instruction.
Now, your word in season.
Last week I started to share with you the revelation of Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ. And we began by looking at the fact that our God is a spirit. And since He's a spirit and we live in the physical, there must be an unveiling, there must be an uncovering for us to be able to relate well with Him and have the best of Him. So without revelation, no one can know God. Without revelation, no one can know God. And I told you, He doesn't just reveal Himself to casual seekers. He reveals Himself to those that are diligent in seeking Him. And therefore, I pray that you'll be a diligent seeker of the Lord.
Amen!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To reveal simply means to uncover, to show that which is hidden. The fact is that nobody can fully know God. If a man can fully know God, he will cease to be God. What makes Him God, one of the characteristics that makes Him God, is that you can't finish setting Him out. He is way beyond everything that is called matter. I told you, He couldn't be part of matter to create matter. He was outside of matter and He created matter. So, God reveals Himself to those that seek Him, those that are diligent seekers. He reveals Himself. And because Sunday we don't have a lot of time, we are doing it in parts. So, every Sunday we would choose more. As I said, you can never exhaust God. That is what makes Him God. So by the time you think you have known a side of Him, He reveals another side. And he seeks that we yearn to know Him. The fact is that, please listen to what I'm going to say well, so that after I say what I'm going to say, you don't stop giving offering. Because what I'm going to say, if you don't understand it, it will change your perception. And your perception will affect your steps. So please listen to me well. Your allegiance to God is more important than your money that you can give. Okay? So God wants you to grow more in knowing Him. Knowing Him. Because even what will regulate your giving to Him is your knowing Him. Your knowing Him. Your possessing of revelation knowledge of God. Ever increasing knowledge, all right? So, He desires that we know Him and know Him more. The more you know Him, the more He will reveal Himself to you. Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. And remember, I shared the word of God and we can read a lot of scriptures in one day. Listen to God. I desire mercy. Somebody say mercy.
Mercy.
If you are here and you are alive, say mercy.
Mercy.
and not sacrifice. Have you seen? And the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. So God desires that we know him more. So if there's anything God is expecting from you, he yearns that you know him more. You know him better. You grow in your revelation of him. Because that is what would regulate and control everything. Don't forget the scripture. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And the knowledge, only two people. And the knowledge more than burnt offerings. Burnt offerings. And last week, we got to know that your strength and the exploits you can do are measurable to your knowledge of your God. Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 32. So, he says, and such as do wickedly against the covenant. So there are those that are against God and they will forever work against God's covenant. He says, shall corrupt by flatteries. They will speak lies and flattering things to confuse people, okay? Then he says, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. So, the strength I will walk in my life, the strength you walk in as a child of God, the exploits you will do are all measurable to the amount of revelation you have of your God. Who is God? Who? As much as you cannot exhaust searching him out, you can't. But you must be growing. And I did an illustration last week. For the sake of those that were not here, let's do that illustration again, man of God. So if you are standing this way and you are looking at God, let's say this is an elephant. You are not an elephant. Why do I even like using elephants? Like, yes, because it's the biggest. Like also the wide, or you're wide. So when you look at the elephant this way, you say, the elephant is very slim and tall. So if someone is also looking at God from this angle, you say, God, he has a broad chest. If somebody comes this way, he might have a different perspective. If somebody comes this way, he might have a different perspective. If somebody watches from the sky, he will have a different perspective. And somebody that has had an encounter with all the sights would also have a different perspective. That's why I say, you see, it is not really necessary arguing with people about God. Unnecessary argument. So what's the color of his beard? You see, there are some arguments are unnecessary. That is why the best prayer you can pray for somebody who doesn't know God and have not accepted God is that the blindness that covered their mind will be removed. Because that's what the scripture shows us. That those who do not believe, there's a blindness they are experiencing. And when that blindness is taken off, that doesn't even mean that they know him better. So he says, Paul the apostle prayed a prayer in Ephesians chapter 1. Verse number 17. Thank you, man of God. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation in what? Come on, talk to me, people of God. The knowledge of him. The knowledge of him. When this unveiled discernment is coming to you, something will happen to you. Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So you see, I pray this prayer for everybody in this church all the time, that the Lord will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Because without that, when we are talking about God this way, you say, in your mind, you'll be thinking another thing. Because you have not come to that place where you can have deeper revelations of him. Is somebody here at all?
Yes, sir, Father.
Beautiful. So, get this. Our strengths can never be the same in Christ. Why? Because we have different revelations, levels of revelations of him. So how strong is even your faith is dependent on the depth of your revelation of him. Is somebody here at all? So we keep searching. We keep searching. Tap somebody sitting by and say, you cannot finish searching out God. You cannot. You can't. This was one of the things that Job said. Job 11. Verse 7. You see, when you have, your revelation is limited, when we are sharing the word of God and opening scriptures like this, say, ah, you see. Ibako penejinaho. Na bohosa. You know, but the scriptures are not like that. One scripture opens up the other. For example, sometimes you can go and see a prophecy, even in the book of Isaiah, and it's Jeremiah that is explaining that prophecy. So if you just stick with one, how do you grow? It's a boho boho kakra, pastor. Jina just kabum too much. When you go home, use only tomatoes for stew. Why? Is it possible? No, you need tomatoes, you need pepper, you need this, you need this, you need this. It's a cocktail. You put them together, it makes a nice stew. And even that one, Kran, you need to know which one should go in first. If I should ask some people how to prepare, there'll be trouble here. There'll be trouble here. There'll be trouble here. Which one do you put into the saucepan first? Which one? Should we do a practical right now and see? All the ladies, you should help us. Which one goes first? Anyway, back. Now, Job said, canst thou by searching find out God? Can thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? Will you be able to now find him out and say, I know everything about God? Mm-mm. The Bible says his understanding, his past finding out. His judgments are unsearchable. You see? So we cannot claim we have finished knowing him. So some people are professors. They finish. Even professors still do research. In any field, you cannot say we have come to the end of what we can know. Huh? At first, car boot. When you press it and you open, you have to lift it. Then they came up with, you press it, it lifts by itself, isn't it? Now they have invented sensors. When you get there, you are holding things and it's too heavy, you can use your leg. Then it opens. A day is coming, they'll say, then it opens. So you see, technology is improving day by day. You cannot say you finished knowing God. It's just, I finished knowing God. I know everything about God. I finished. No. When yes, there are cars like that now. Kantanka. People of God. So revelation. You cannot cap your revelation of God and say, I've reached my limit. No. There is more in God that we need to find out. And the reason why this message is titled The Revelation of Jesus Christ is because I'm going ahead of myself and I'll come back, then I'll end up for today. Very quick. Continue next week. It's because this God we are serving, Mr. Chumba, is invisible. And for thousands of years, he was revealing himself to his people in different ways. Different ways. But in the last days, he says he has revealed himself to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, if we can catch revelations of Jesus and keep growing in our revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we will know this God who is invisible, because Jesus is the image of the invisible God. So if you wanted to know how the invisible God looks like, look at Jesus. The book of Hebrews. Is somebody here at all? Hebrews chapter 1. I pray you catch it. Kodeleve kasa. Kradivasaya. Please never forget this. Your strength and what you can do is in direct proportion to your revelation of your God. So don't play with the revelation of your God. Don't play with getting to know him better. Don't play with getting to have more things unveiled to you concerning him. Huh? Oh, glory to Jesus. Whoo, kabadivasa. The word keep popping up in me. You see, when Elisha was with his servant, they were surrounded by enemies. But Elisha knew something of God that the servant didn't know. He knew that you cannot walk with God and be alone. How many of you saw, you heard something walking on your roof? You see, how come your roof doesn't have another shield on it? And it is just metal you are thinking about. Elisha knew something better. That, hey, the one that walks with God cannot be alone. So the servant said, Master, we are dead. Today we are dead. What did Elisha do? Elisha prayed, Lord, open his eyes. Then right away, the guy's eyes was opened. And what did he see? Angels with fiery swords around Elisha. It was not around them. They were around Elisha. That means your revelation determines where you reside in the spirit. It was not around them. It was around Elisha. So what was around the servant? So please, those of you that you always want a friend, a brother, a sister to agree with you before you want to know God. Some people can wake up, they want to come to church, they say, now be quiet, sorry. And then they mean to me, and then they won't call the name. Hey, your destiny, as much as it's linked with people, don't let anybody hold you down when it comes to your seeking to know God. Yeah. Glory to Jesus. So I said we're reading Hebrews chapter 1, right? Are you following? Hebrews chapter 1. So that's why we are treating the subject. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's start from verse 1 so that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Okay? So how was he revealing himself? He was revealing himself to the prophets and they were communicating with his people. Verse 2. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son. By his son. Whom he had appointed heir of all things. By whom also he made the worlds. Verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. So you wanted to understand the unseen God, study Jesus. You study Jesus, you'll be able to know the unseen God, right? Yes, hey. Yes. Amen. And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. On high. Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, 13. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness, talking about Jesus, and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? So he is the image of the invisible God. So if you have revelation of him, then you will be more acquainted and grow in your knowledge of the invisible God. All right? Amen?
Amen.
Good. So as much as we'll be reading scriptures from the Old Testament to buttress some points, you must understand that we are actually walking in the Spirit of Christ, who will be revealing to us things about Jesus, who is the image of the... Only two people answered. The image of the...
invisible God.
Amen. Beautiful. So, let's proceed. Today, a little detail, then we'll continue next week. All right? So, last week I was explaining to you the fact that God is spirit. This God is spirit. Now, this spirit, we need to relate with him. Then I asked you a question. How do you attract spirits? Then I got to the point where I told you that we must be careful of words, because spirits eat words. Spirits, they do what? They eat words. They react to words. They respond to words. The fact is that the universe of God is governed by words. So if you know how to use the right words, you'll be able to walk well in this universe. All right? So that was one thing we saw about God. Now, today, just a build-up, small build-up, not plenty, small build-up. The book of Romans. Now, Jesus was sent by this invisible God to come and accomplish a purpose. His assignment was simple. God had lost his creation to sin because of Adam's transgression. Now, because he is God, he is a father, and therefore he loves his children, his creation. He cannot just come and save them, because he is also a God of justice and he is a judge. So when he created the universe, he set principles in place that he himself submits to. Okay? So being a just God, tap somebody and say,
are you following?
Being a just God and a judge, he needs to follow justice. He cannot just say, because I love you, I am just canceling what you did and I have accepted you. There had to be a following of the dictates of justice. Okay? Someone had to be sacrificed to pay for the penalty, the price of what Adam did to plunge all of mankind into sin. All right? So he needed to give something so that his creation would be brought back to him. And that is why he sent Jesus. Are you following?
Yes.
Give me a wave if you are following. Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Today is just a little detail, okay? So, God loves you. He loves you. Today, I'm just going to explain a small detail. God loves you. You sinned. Man has sinned. But though he loves him, he cannot just downplay justice. He needs to also go through the precedents to be able to save the man that he loves. For example, in Ghana, let's say your dad is a judge. and you have gone to do something wrong, and the law has taken a hold of you. Your dad cannot say, because he's a judge, you are free. Do you understand? If even your judge will stand in the baby almost in the say, maybe a judge for the tenor, where they sit to rule over the cases. Your father, who is a judge, may give you counsel. Get a good lawyer. And when the lawyer comes, let him say this and this and this and this. And I will stand upon that to make judgment and let you go scot-free. So, though your father loves you, he must follow the process of justice to be able to release you for you to go free. Hello. So God is a just God. So now he wants to save mankind. But what mankind did, he must follow justice. Because he's a just God. He's a just God. He's loving. All right? But for him to demonstrate his love, he must follow the rules of justice. So that he doesn't compromise his throne. Because his throne, it's a throne that is founded on judgment, fair judgment and justice. Okay. So he sends Jesus. Then Jesus comes to shed his blood. Then the blood of Jesus, hello? Now, pays for the transgression of Adam. So Jesus, as the scripture says, by one man, all men sinned. And by one man, all men have been justified. All right? So by Adam, all men sinned. God counted Adam's transgression and death passed upon all men. And by Jesus Christ, all men were saved and the life of God passed upon all men. Have you understood that explanation? We'll read scripture soon. Okay? So, the first ministry of Jesus was to reconcile men back to God. All right? To get man back to God. All of mankind back to God. But though he has brought all mankind back to God, what he did will not be credited to your account unless you accept. Okay? Hello? Let's say somebody takes you to court. God forbid. God forbid. When the person takes you to court on whatever issue, you would go and get a lawyer. Then the lawyer stands for you. When you are found guilty, it's not the lawyer that will go to jail. God forbid, though, not you. Somebody. But the lawyer stands in for you and pleads your case, knowing the protocols of the courtroom, knowing the right words to use. Then, this is just by the way, I watched a movie and they were training lawyers and they were going to train them how to defend murderers and get them acquitted and discharged. I say, hey, do they learn this in law school? That the guy is guilty of the thing, but they learn how to even are you following the thing? So that lawyer is now called to the bar. By the laws of the land, he meets certain requirements and he is called to the bar. And when he's called to the bar, he qualifies to stand in and speak for another, to convince the judge to release whoever that is guilty. Oh, all right. Look, some people, they are not guilty, but they got bad lawyers. And the lawyer couldn't defend them well. And they ended up being jailed. But somebody too can be guilty. And he gets a good lawyer, and the lawyer can defend them and get them out of the grip of the law.
Is somebody here at all?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. So Jesus came to stand in the gap to plead on our behalf, and he was the sacrificial lamb. All right. This is the first revelation you must have of Jesus. That he was sent to come and pay for man's sins and get man out of the clutches of darkness and reconcile man back to God. Huh? Thank you, man of God. Second Corinthians. Did I say we're reading Romans? Don't worry, we'll come back there. Don't worry. I've not forgotten. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 14. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. The next verse. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. The next verse. Wherefore henceforth, know no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Verse 18. And all things are of God, who had reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. How did he reconcile us back to himself? By Jesus Christ. And had given unto to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. Then he says, to wit that God was in Christ. God was in Christ. So it was not like he was separated from him. He was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So Jesus came that man will be reconciled back to God. So when this revelation hits you, now you know that without Jesus, no man can be reconciled back to God. Is that okay? Praise God. But there's something that happened. This merciful God showed man mercy. That shows you that when mercy is present, which is one of the major characteristics of this God we have to deal with, that he showed us through Jesus. Mercy can cause one who did not deserve anything to be counted worthy and be given that thing. So go back to the Romans chapter 9. So if God did not keep back his only son, but gave himself so that he can get you back, what do you think you cannot have your hands on? What would he keep back from you? If you catch a revelation of Jesus Christ, knowing that if even Jesus was not kept back, but was given for your sake, for mercy, say mercy.
Mercy.
Say it like you are here.
Mercy
to speak on your head. Then this same mercy is at work. The mercy of God that caused him to release his son to come and give himself so that he can get you back, that mercy is still at work. Tap somebody and say, mercy, 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 mercy. Tap the person and say, mercy, mercy, mercy. So you were guilty, but by his mercy. Romans 9. Romans chapter 9. Kaluta davahasaya. I want you to see something. Let's start from verse 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart.
For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. He is an Israelite. But these Israelites have rejected Christ. Okay? But they still claim that they know the invisible God. This is Paul's argument. But this invisible God, to be reconciled back to him, you need a revelation of Jesus Christ. But they have rejected Jesus Christ. But without Jesus Christ, mercy is not in view. That means the throne, which is a mercy seat, which is what?
A mercy seat
cannot speak judgment and justice for you.
Hello?
Hi.
But they had rejected him. And Paul is saying, I wish I was cursed for them. Okay, go. Who are Israelites? To whom pertained the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises? Verse 5. Whose are the fathers? And of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. So they came from, the Israelites came from Christ in the flesh, and God blessed them. Hello?
Bye.
Go. Not as though the word of God had taken non-effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. So now he's coming up with an argument. Verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So he's saying that not the physical seed of Abraham are actually his children. But he says, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Who will come out of Isaac? Go. Verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. Because to know God, if it doesn't start from the fact that you have now become his child, what else can we continue with? But how do you become his child? It is not the seed of Abraham in the flesh that are the children of God. But who? But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. So, verse 9. For this is the word of promise. At this time, will I come and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. So now, once you catch this revelation, it is by Jesus that you are reconnected back to God, not because of your works. Now you'll be able to appreciate what mercy is. Hello? Hello? So catch this. Catch this. The next verse. It was said unto her that the elder shall serve the younger. Verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. Verse 15. One to go. For he has said to Moses, I will have and will have. Go. So then, it is not of him that, nor him that, but of God that showeth. So, who God decides to show mercy, it doesn't matter whether you were willing and you have all the physical things that should make things happen for you. If God decides to show one mercy, he will bypass all. Is somebody here? It is not him that ran it. So it doesn't matter when you started. If God shows you mercy, oh, come on here, you will beat all.
Amen.
So he's saying, hey, stop putting your trust in just, I'm not saying don't build your abilities and all that. But the same way Christ Jesus came to stand in, and because of him, now you are reconnected back to God.
Hello? That mercy is still at work for you. Okay? And if you can trust in the mercy of God as you grow in your revelation of Christ, you will be surprised. There is nothing that can hold you down that says you came last, so you have to be last. Listen, he can move you from the back. Because of what?
Mercy.
Chief one friend say, Mobrohun. Enti, and now now ye bibio. And humobro no huna. The first way he demonstrated the humobro was through Jesus Christ. So if you have a revelation of Jesus Christ, the one who has a revelation of Jesus Christ has abundant mercy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you following what I am saying? So if you can catch this, everything about your life will be according to mercy. And when mercy chooses you, it doesn't matter who came first. It doesn't matter who invested first. It doesn't matter who had the strength to run. But he says, I will show mercy to him. I will show mercy and have compassion on whom I will have. He says, so then it is not of him that willeth. Stop boasting in your own strength. Start having a revelation of Jesus Christ. Are you following what I am saying? Listen to me. Mercy can give you a house. If you catch a revelation of Jesus Christ, you will know what your potential more. Because this mercy that didn't even keep him from coming to die to get you connected back to God. The ocean of mercy is still available to us. So the more you grow in your revelation of Jesus Christ, the more you can have access to more mercy. Are you following what I am saying? I said mercy can give you a company.
Amen.
Mercy is God exercising his free will. Catch it. Right? But he doesn't just break rules. Okay? Sit down. When he wants to exercise his free will, that is what we call mercy. You could have easily become an arm robber. You see, today you are sitting here wearing tie. There are some people who started it. I don't know, but me, when I was little, I was stealing my parents' money. Yes, when I was little and I was growing up, I was stealing, not taking beer. Now, when my dad puts money somewhere, I found out where he keeps his money. I'll go and pull the middle. Hey,
shareholders.
It was so serious that it got to a time I could smell where money is. Me pesa who say semi jina he preach chiro yo mo bro hu na so me so anya se na me ye papa bi na se de what you say na me catch. You see, that is why I have a lot of patience for people, because some of you, if you know where God's mercy saved you from, mama share me testimony in kakra. Share one time be me papa me who say me papa dis kebia be fi ori akoshe baby. Nana me ni baby am family room bedroom ho. Evrade. Me je ya na me ko raho. Small boy. Junior high school. Class 6, form 1, form 2. Na me kai that particular one me who girl be na me ni je na ho. Nyame asem na me kan. I'm preaching the true word of God. The true word of God. I think it was about JSS. JSS 1 or 2. One of them. Look. So when I saw where the money is, and I'm catching fresh notes, and I'm a master to me be a say, and I'm the shell. So they only be down. Anything I don't know. They what GF free mono. Ah, I tell you, somebody on his knees was praying. The mercy will speak. Eh? You don't like the testimony, huh? Mrs. Me tiri anye ye na sa no pa me papa so o search me bag me enu anom sama to me papa bie bag me no page am asset ya me ni mo me papa so na was what thing kasa asset scan she asset no o ye ti che se fa bag no bra che bag no obi bag fe na ma use scan bi akoto ni hu se gawo no pe ayi o pe badge and I trust you are my rainbow. People of God, ti na ma na ma throw love letter. Love letter, tin, I'm my bob, maybe ribbon, not bossy. You're my bob. People of God! Papa, Echo set in the bag me a day. He found the money, he found the letter. And that day he didn't beat me. He said, say now. He realized he has to talk to me because the beating won't solve the problem. People of God. You see, when you understand this message I'm preaching, you understand why we have to pray for people. Because that thing that I got into as a little boy, that didn't end me up as a weed smoker and a thief to be killed as an armed robber. It is because somebody cried for my salvation and mercy located me. You see, when mercy locates you, you may be counted last, but you'll be brought to the front. A media story, no? Girl, baby. It's a mitchirichirim. Neske, yeah. It's a mitchirichirim. Achimi. Achimi. Look. So, you could have easily become an arm robber. You could have easily become anything. But mercy located you. How did this mercy locate you? How did this free will of God to want to come and save you locate you? A revelation of Jesus Christ. He decided to give himself so that you'll be reconciled back to God. And what I'm saying is that this mercy is still available. Hey, are you getting it? This selection of God that doesn't look at what you did, but according to his mercy. It is not of him that will it,
not of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Listen to me. Listen to me. You may think you have to work for everything. Mercy, if you are counting on your salary to build a house, you won't build some. Mercy can give you a house. Mercy can cause you to be removed from the place that you think it's the last place to the front, which is the first place. Are you getting what I am saying? Today, I have prayed for you. And my prayer for you is that by his mercy, by his mercy, obey you. You know, in Genesis chapter 19, when Lot was in Sodom, Genesis 19, the angels have come there to save Lot. When they came, Lot is dragging his feet. He doesn't want to go. The Bible says they had been beckoning him, Lot, free Hakoni Ebeseya, free Hakoni Ebeseya. Lot was not minding them. And the Bible says they held his hand and pulled him out of there. What act was that? Let's read that verse. Man of God, you can sit down. Let's read that verse. Oh, Jesus. Oh, brother Kasata. Somebody say mercy, 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 mercy. Tell somebody mercy can give you a husband. Mercy can give you. Tell somebody mercy can give you a wife. Mercy. You are not hearing me. You are not hearing me. Oh Jesus. Go to verse 16. Verse 16. Listen to this. Verse 16. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon his hand, the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. There are some of you. The Lord by mercy will hold your hand and move you into the prosperity that you must be in. Is somebody listening to me at all? But just one key thing then. Mercy. Mercy. Before the Lord will be merciful to him. You see, before the Lord will be merciful to the whole of mankind, there had to be a mediator. So though he has mercy and he's sitting on the mercy seat, there had to be a mediator who is called Jesus Christ, so that by his sacrifice, the mercy of God can reach mankind. Now, for this mercy to work for Lot, Abraham had to stand as a mediator who was interceding for Sodom. And that is why the mercy of the Lord, because though he is merciful and he has all mercy, Sodom has sinned, and by justice they need to be destroyed. But if there can be one that would stand in the gap and pray, I tell you, somebody's prayer saved me. Somebody's prayer saved you. That is why I spend time to pray for my church members. Because you see, when I pray for you, what am I doing? As much as mercy is available, there must be one that is interceding, so that mercy can reach you. Am I communicating at all? Glory. So when you catch deeper revelation of Jesus Christ and you come to embrace this, by the time you realize, you have also become an intercessor, because you know other people too must be shown mercy. Am I communicating at all? Oh my goodness gracious. The same way they held the hand of Lot and pulled Lot and pushed him out of the place of destruction, in the name of the Lord Jesus, mercy on your head.
What did the book of Hebrews say? He said, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now what you mobrohunkwa? It is not of him that will it. By the mercy of God, I speak for you shall own properties and build houses. Oh my God. There are contracts that must come to you. And it looks like there are more qualified people more than you. But when mercy locates you, mercy will pull you and put you in front. It is not of him that willeth, nor him that runneth, but it is God that showeth mercy. Ah, everything shows you should fail. But when mercy locates you, mercy will move you and you will pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. When even it looks like everything is failing, by mercy, by mercy, by mercy, you shall be delivered. You shall be delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak over your head. I speak over your head. You have been signed and you have been programmed even to fail. But by the mercy of God, I reprogram you for success and revelation of Jesus Christ. If God didn't hold back Jesus but gave him up for you, what else would he not give up? In the name of Jesus, let mercy locate you. Let mercy locate you. They have said you will not grow, but by mercy you will grow. They have said you will not marry, but by mercy you will marry. They have said you will not go far, but by mercy you will go far. They have said you will not make progress, but by mercy you make progress. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it looks like things have delayed, but by the mercy of God, by the mercy of God, I hear people say, when did you come? What time did you come? When did you start that this should be happening? What they don't know is it is not him that willeth, nor him that runneth, but it is the Lord that showeth mercy. Have they said in that family, you cannot build? Have they said, what is your income that you can have this property? I came to tell you, by mercy, you'll be able to accomplish great and mighty things. Know this about your God. He is a God that showeth mercy. The word of the Lord says, it is by his mercy we are not consumed. Hey, his faithfulness. He says they fail not. They are new every morning, every day of your life. Mercy is available to you. If you can catch a revelation of Jesus Christ and how mercy abounds in him, mercy will abound in your life. In the name of Jesus, if they say your life is ending, by mercy it will start afresh. If they say your life has no meaning, by mercy it will have meaning. If they say, how can this thing be? I came to tell you, it doesn't matter when the world has rejected you. It doesn't matter when things look bad. It doesn't matter when it looks like you are late. By mercy, you will come to the front. You will come to the front. People of God, the mercy of God still speaks. It 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 still speaks. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, we did wrong. We did many wrong things. And it looks like those things, the devil keep bringing condemnation to you and say, because of this and this and this, you cannot get this and this and this. I came to preach to you the mercy of God would take every condemnation away from you. Is somebody here at all? You are walking in the mercy of God like never before. As you catch a revelation of Jesus Christ, you walk in mercy. You walk in mercy. I said you walk in mercy. I said you walk in mercy. They will tell you, but you just came. How can you have this promotion? Mercy. 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 Why is the church growing? Mercy. 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 You see, some of you trust in yourself too much, and sometimes when things happen or do not happen, you start blaming yourself. If you will stop that and start relying on the mercy of God, it is not of him that willeth, nor him that runneth, but it is the Lord that showeth. They say you are the last born. Aish. It is mercy that makes the last become the first. Ah, lift up your two hands. He says, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Obtain mercy. Mercy can be obtained. Mercy can be obtained. First and foremost, you have caught the revelation of what Jesus came to do. If God was that merciful, mercy, mercy, mercy. By mercy, Lot was pulled out of Sodom and pushed out. Mercy will push you to your next level. I said, mercy will push you to your next level. Oh, there are some of you who have been praising yourself and thinking it is because of what you are doing. The Lord is going to do some things in your life. You cannot have anything that said you did something. You will know that it is the Lord that showeth mercy. The Lord that showeth mercy. The Lord that showeth mercy. Lift up your two hands. 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 Mercy. Mercy, Lord. I intercede for this congregation. I intercede for this congregation. I intercede for this congregation. Lord, with our hands lifted up. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Dokadabasatas. Aledebendekoshtavratisa. Enagavado shatai. We are before the throne of grace by what Jesus did. May everyone here obtain mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. I speak over your head. You shall enjoy the mercy of God. Shall enjoy the mercy of God. You shall enjoy the mercy of God. Kadavu satavash. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. I pray for you. Things that look like they have delayed. Let the mercy of God speak. Let the mercy of God speak. Let the mercy of God speak. In the name of the Lord Jesus. When mercy spoke, when divine selection spoke, Jacob was last, but he became first. When divine election spoke by mercy, Lot, who was going to perish in Sodom, was pushed out. I decree and I declare, mercy will speak for you. Ayaya, ayakote shatash, madakasha, my daughters. My daughters, mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. Oh, you will not just be married because you are beautiful. Mercy will speak for you. Mercy will speak for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Nothing you do can make you one that deserves to be blessed. Everything about us that qualifies us to be blessed is because of what Christ Jesus did. That is the act of mercy. And mercy is still available. And it will speak for you. It will speak for you. It will speak for you. Mercy will give you properties. Mercy will give you properties. Mercy will give you contracts. Mercy will put you ahead. Mercy will give you a good marriage. Mercy will give you good grades. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Begin to thank the Lord for the release of mercy this morning. Come on, thank the Lord. Thank him. I will accomplish exploits because of mercy, as I know this of my God. Madili bikosha, my strength is renewed. Adim debedebede hash. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd's Dream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with my Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Dream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Dream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.